time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is holding a briefing Tuesday morning to address the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It's expected he'll announce an end to the program put in place by the Obama administration that shields from deportation immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children. The White House is expected to announce a six-month delay in enforcement to allow Congress to craft legislation to replace DACA. Some 800,000 Dreamers are DACA recipients, and most are either students or are working legally under the program. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake.
There are 800,000 DACA kids who are brought across the border. The median age, I think, is 6 years old for those 800,000 when they came across the border. They should not be punished for the sins of their parents. That's just the basic principle that we ought to follow here. They are in either in school or have graduated and are working. Almost all of them, I think 90-some percent of them, are in the workforce. To remove them from the country, to split up families like this, is just not the way we ought to go.
In 2011, Donald Trump spoke of compassion instead of deportation.
As an example, you have people in this country for 20 years. They've done a great job. They've done wonderfully. They've gone to school. They've gotten good marks. They're productive. Now we're supposed to send them out of the country? I don't believe in that. You understand that.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan on Friday urged Trump not to rescind the program. He was joined by other conservatives, including Senator Orrin Hatch. Former President Obama is expected to speak out via social media in defense of DACA. Stay tuned. On Sunday, North Korea tested what it claims was a hydrogen bomb underground, triggering a 6.3 magnitude earthquake. The UN Security Council convened an emergency meeting on Monday, at which U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke in tough terms.
The United Nations Security Council has spoken with unusual unity and consistency on North Korea. That's a good thing. Along the way, there have been problems with implementation, and the Council has at times been too slow and too weak. But this is not a situation in which we have allowed divisions among us to stop any action. Still, here we are. Despite our efforts over the past 24 years, the North Korean nuclear program is more advanced and more dangerous than ever. To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked. Members of this council will no doubt urge negotiations and a return to talks. But as I've just outlined, we have engaged in numerous direct and multilateral talks with the North Korean regime, and time after time, they have not worked. The time for half measures in the Security Council is over. The time has come to exhaust all of our diplomatic means before it's too late. We must now adopt the strongest possible measures.
The U.S. will table a new U.N. resolution to toughen sanctions this week. China, the North's main ally, called for a return to negotiations, and Switzerland offered to mediate. South Korea carried out live fire exercises on Monday, simulating an attack on North Korea's nuclear test site. Reports suggest the North is preparing new test missile launches. As he left church on Sunday, Trump was asked if he plans to attack North Korea. His answer was simply, "We'll see." As Texas is still drying out from Hurricane Harvey, all eyes are now on the Atlantic and Hurricane Irma. Florida Governor Rick Scott has already declared a state of emergency affecting all counties, as has Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello, ahead of the impending Category 4 storm. A major fuel pipeline reopened Monday. in a sign that Texas is edging toward recovery from Harvey. The storm dumped over 50 inches of rain on parts of Texas, killing about 60 people, damaging some 190,000 homes, and causing what Governor Greg Abbott said could be up to $180 billion in damage. Congress returns to Washington on Tuesday after a five-week break with a busy workload, most urgently rushing an aid package to Texas and Louisiana, a spending bill, and increasing the debt limit. And former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer got a new job. He's reportedly signed a contract with Worldwide Speakers Group to become a professional public speaker. Quote, audiences around the world will benefit from the same candor, wit, and insight that Spicer brought to the White House briefing room, the company wrote to customers. His first paid speaking appearance will be at a conference of an investment bank in New York City on September 11th. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. Our work is 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.